Hey guys, welcome to Red Stakes on episode 15, round two.
Round two. We tried.
We did. Failed. Audio stuff sucks.
This is my favorite week. This is my favorite week of the year. I don't care. I know, like...
Is it your birthday?
No. But it's going to feel like our birthday, man. Because guess what's coming?
Our birthday?
Yeah, because guess what's coming out this week?
Spider-Man.
Wow, you actually answered that correctly. That's weird. You usually give a joke answer. I don't like that.
Couldn't think of one.
Are you kidding me? Forsaken.
Forsaken is coming out. That's right. Forgot all about that.
How could you forget? You're the only the one that's been talking about it.
Yeah, I've only put in 400 hours into Destiny preparing for it.
That's ridiculous. I can't even put into it.
I've put a lot of time into it. I really, really, really like Destiny.
Well, today we got some spicy things to talk
spicy
about.
Spicy ramen, like one, Cade, who's yeah. dead.
Oh, he's not dead yet.
No, he's not.
We gotta wait till Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about some stuff in Destiny mm-hmm. today. I'm gonna talk about a boxing match that was a joke of a boxing match that, to be honest, was not real, was all fake. But first, I've got some news. So let's get right into that news there.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, there.
Gotcha.
All right. So first of all, on the bracket for the day, one of our big stories: Battlefield 5 got delayed.
I didn't know that.
After a huge amount of disappointing pre-order sales, the EA decided that they were going to actually hold back from its initial date of November.
Yeah.
In the, I think the 20th? Yeah, November 20th. And they're moving to October 19th. So
they're moving it up? Or they're moving it back a year?
No, they're moving it just a month.
Forward.
Oh, yeah, forward, I mean. I'm sorry. But, yeah, they're moving it I'm sorry. It's the opposite. It was previously scheduled for October 19th, and now it's being pushed to November 20th.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah. I mean, I guess good for them. Good for them, I guess.
Better game delayed and come out higher quality than...
Yeah. Well, see, I think partially this is because a lot of people are waiting... To pre-order are not pre-ordering Battlefield 5 because they'd rather pre-order Red Dead's coming out the same week. There's a bunch of games coming out around it that they're more interested in because we haven't gotten a Red Dead and stuff like that. So EA's making the decision. It's like, okay, we'll move it back so that you guys have time to do that, and then maybe we'll increase our Battlefield 5 sales because there isn't much apparently coming out in that during the week of this.
Yeah.
A couple indie games and stuff like that. So, hopefully it'll work. I'd like to see Battlefield 5 succeed, but that is the craziest ads. I got distracted by a Spider-Man ad. I'm so into Spider-Man right now. Every time I see...
I've noticed that.
Look at these ads, man. There's all Spider-Man ads, because all I do is Google Spider-Man. Anyway, sorry about that, but... So, that'll be cool. Battlefield... I might pick up Battlefield 5 now, because it'll give me a month to actually, play these other games that I care about. So, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Other news.
Yeah,
You put this on here, so I'll let you go into this. Because
guys,
you are you are a meme king.
Our number one is gone. Stefan Carl Stephenson, star of LazyTown and the true villain number one, has passed away. Several months ago, he went dark on social media with the intention. Of spending time with his family. For the last couple of years, he was battling a particularly vicious form of, I want to say, stomach cancer.
Here, let's look.
He bile duct.
Yeah, to the
cancer.
Bile duct.
He beat it once. We like to attribute that to the power of the memes. But since it was advancing and he realized the treatment would just prolong it, he decided to go off of treatment and just spend the last of his time with his family, and he passed away.
Which is sad. You know, our hearts go out to the family. This is that's actually super sad news.
He will always be number one in our hearts.
He will. I didn't even find out that he had passed away until I was cruising through Reddit the day after his death, and there were a bunch of the subreddit dank of the memes or memes dank of the memes. Danks or something
dank
like
memes.
No, it's called, no, the one I followed is called meme of the dank.
Oh, weird. That's weird.
Dank of the meme or something like that. But yeah, they were posting all these Robbie Rotten memes,
which is the character he played in Crazy Town. Star of, if you search number one, we are number one on YouTube, you will find many, many, many remixes.
Yeah, in fact, I remember the one you showed me was based off of Windows failing sound effects. That was really funny. Yep. It was really funny.
There's so many of these that are just amazing.
But this is all just really sad news, and, you know, did it say how old he was when he was 43? 43,
wow.
I mean, that's super young, too, for this. But, you know, hearts go out to the family, and we wish them best. Hopefully they can make it through this tough time. And, yeah.
And he personally loved the memes.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that really embraced it.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's...
He fully embraced it. That's awesome. They actually released a video where it's on YouTube. It's about 20-some minutes long. It's him actually sitting down and talking with the composer of We Are Number One. They go over like the files for it and like talk about like what it was. They show you an alternate version that was before the current version we know was approved. And then he has the other three actors that were in the music video with him are there, and they all perform it together.
Aww.
Live.
That's awesome.
So they even released it with the same naming convention. It was like We Are Number One, but it's live or something like that.
You're going home, Rotten. Yep. Robbie Rotten, you're going home.
Our villain number one.
Yeah.
Pour one out.
Boy. This is another
I
one.
I forgot we put this one on here.
Yeah. So, this is kind of, I want to say this is kind of crappy news, but I've heard a lot more since this article came out. Mm-hmm. So, if you didn't know, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is going to be put on hold. Currently of recording this, it's to find a director to pick up where the previous director left off. There have been just constant reports coming about this to the point that the fact that they were saying that there's a point they had to go do reshoots for Avengers 4 and supposedly that this being put on hold could affect Avengers 4, which is why there might be doing some reshoots. I've heard so much stuff about this. Dave Bautista has voiced his opinion a lot about everything.
I believe we talked about it in the last episode.
He's now been voicing his opinion about them reshooting Avengers 4, and boy, it feels bad, man. It just feels bad. I don't know how I feel about any of this. I really hope they pick a good director for this. But
I can think of a great director for that position.
Who?
James Gunn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but unfortunately, Disney is extremely adverse to admitting that they're wrong. They got a squeaky clean image to uphold.
Yeah.
Remember not to, don't mention the time that Donald Duck was Justice Hitler.
Yeah, we don't mention that. Uh-oh. You know. Also, I don't know if you heard this or not, but yesterday I was watching one of these YouTube podcasts that I was watching.
Yeah.
And they were saying about this needing to find a new director, and I guess that there are talks of the director of Thor Ragnarok. He
would be a good choice. He did well with Thor Ragnarok. I wish I could pronounce his name. I think it's like.
I have no clue how to pronounce his name. I can't remember his name. Yeah. I'm so bad with names anymore. But but yeah, basically, I guess that's he might take over. Which okay, I like Thor Ragnarok is one of my favorite Avengers films amongst like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So high hopes for that. I guess we'll see when Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 comes out.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
So, in other news, this is kind of exciting for me.
Interesting. I'm curious.
So, I've got a theory about this.
Give it to me.
So, first, I'll go with Matt Smith apparently joined Star Wars Episode 9 in a key role, as they're putting it. So, I have an opinion that he's either going to, he's going to be cast to play some like a high end first order general or something like that, or because we got J.J. Abrams now directing this movie, we may, could it be possible that we'll see him as a Knight of Ren?
Ooh, you ever think, that's,
can you like this? Because remember, if you remember, Abrams brought Kylo Ren and the Knights of Ren, but we never saw them again in Episode 8.
I don't think they're even mentioned.
No, but now that he's coming back to try to fix everything that was not that he, the kind of all the loose ends and stuff. Yeah, maybe we could see. Maybe we'll see Matt Smith with a lightsaber.
That would be sick.
Or a very powerful sniper weapon. Ooh, or maybe we'll see cool new ideas.
Maybe use that sniper weapon to kill ghosts.
To kill ghosts. Oh.
I'm sorry, I had to.
You suck. I'm done. But yeah, so also...
That is really cool.
There's another actor from Lord of the Rings, apparently, who's joining. I just found that out yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let me see if I can find out who it is real quick.
Use that fancy laptop of yours.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings. Star actor cast in Star Wars. Supreme Leader Snoke. Oh, well, yeah.
Well, obviously. We already knew that.
Well, yeah. That was Gollum.
This guy. Dominic
Monaghan.
Yeah.
That's, Mary.
Yeah. What about Second Breakfast?
he was also, him and J.J. Abrams have experience. He was on Lost.
Yeah, so apparently they're going to...
I forget what his character's name was in Lost, but I remember he was great. Famously said, or indicated, not Jenny's boat.
Not Jenny's boat.
Remember that?
Uh-uh.
When he's drowning. And he writes it on the window or something, or on his palm.
Oh, man, I have not watched...
It's the last thing he does. He tells, I forget who he tells it to, but... And I forget why it was significant that it wasn't Jenny's boat. But that's what he does. He writes not Jenny's boat on his palm and puts it to the window as he's drowning.
Huh. I have not seen Lord of the Rings in so long. I don't remember that scene. Wait, is that not Lord of the Rings?
That's Lost.
Oh, I've never watched Lost.
Oh.
I thought you were saying that was from Lord of the Rings. I was like, who's Jenny? I don't remember that.
And why are there windows on a boat?
That's, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the last thing he does in Lost before he drowns. Spoiler alert. It's a 10-year-old show. Get over it.
Yeah, I've never watched Lost, so.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, that's kind of crazy news. I hope to see some...
Okay, I have a question for you.
What?
You think he's going to be in the Forced Order too?
No.
Okay, I was about to call you a racist for saying that all British guys are in the Forced Order.
No, is that racism?
No, it's pretty well established. It's pretty well established.
Yeah, as you say, it's like, I don't think that's, yeah. Anyway, other news. Is
Twi'lek working at a shipping facility?
Oh, I don't, that's apparently from Anthem. Apparently they were acknowledging the face. Fixed.
Don't care.
Yeah.
anyway. All right. Hey, you mentioned this something about to me yesterday. I had never heard the term before, and it confused me a lot. Tell me about it.
Hashtag Puddlegate. So basically, people are as the title of this article, which I think this was kind of a mean way to title this article, but people who haven't played Spider-Man are mad the developers took out a puddle.
I really like that title.
Yeah.
It really points out how absurd this is.
So basically the story is that Reddit started this thing called hashtag Puddlegate, which is about the new Spider-Man game. So there were screenshots of the old E3 trailer that they showed off, and then a reviewer, someone who was reviewing the game, put a side by side of that same exact instance in that, and apparently they look different. Right? I think it's part of the cutscene, but it's like the playable cutscenes. It's gameplay footage in the cutscene. Apparently there's downgrading in Spider-Man PS4 now. Bear with us on this. I think this is not a big surprise that there is downgrading that's happening. I think the why this is being so blown out of proportion is because the moment that Insomniac was blamed for downgrading the game, they a bunch of employees, including Insomniac themselves, went to Twitter, which is definitely not the place to go to tell your opinions. But
James Gunn learned that.
Yeah, they deny these accusations of them downgrading. Mm-hmm. So if you're curious about like the photos, what the example is it shows Spider-Man kind of overlooking some of the some big baddies, mm-hmm. right? And it looks like they're in some kind of like construction building.
Yeah.
And on the floor in the E3 demo, there's a lot of water and there's huge puddles of water from what looks to be rain that has seeped in and not dried out. In the gameplay footage that was shown, or of the screenshot from the gameplay footage, shows that these puddles are a lot smaller. And also, the buildings in the background are not as defined and everything kind of looks a little bit different. Things don't look as detailed.
The good way to describe it is in the E3 picture, there's like a dry patch where the bad guys are standing and the rest is pretty much is like puddles of water and the ground is all wet. In the other one, there's a couple puddles off to the right, but most of the ground is dry.
Yeah, so basically...
So, okay, I want to bring up three possibilities here.
Yes.
First possibility, Insomniac's not lying. It is the sunlight just being different. But I don't buy that.
Well, that was the...
That is
the excuse that they said. They said that the sun moved. It was basically...
Okay, I've got another one for you.
Okay.
The puddles were there because it had rained the night before due to random weather. Is that something that's in the game? That it can rain and leave puddles?
That I cannot determine.
Maybe the players played it a couple days after it had rained in the game.
I mean, it's possible. I cannot determine.
Actually, I've got one more after this. The E3 demo was shown on a PS4 Pro, and the reviewer looked at it on a PS4. Or the E3 demo was pre-rendered.
There was a Twitter post from someone who stated that was the most likely what happened. Was mm-hmm. It's hard to tell from these photos and from YouTube because of the condensing of the files when they upload things to YouTube mm-hmm. and stuff like that could be different. Either way. Let's just remember one thing, like, it's a single-player game. You should be there for... I understand you're there for to look pretty, and mm-hmm. that helps pull you in. But remember, there's also gameplay, and there's also a very beautiful story that they crafted. Mm-hmm. Insomniac is very well known for their story.
And you know what? I'm not chomping at the bit to get this game.
I am.
I know. I realize that. But I see why people like you are really enjoyed it. I have a guess that you played Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess that everyone who's chomping at the bit for this has played Spider-Man 2. You still enjoyed that game.
Yeah, of
even
course.
Though the graphics were GTA 3.
Well, and I said it to someone that we were playing Destiny with yesterday. I said, look, I keep its settings down to low. Mm-hmm. As long as I get a full gameplay experience, and I don't care what the game looks like. Yep. Well, as long as I'm having fun, I don't care.
Yeah, you had fun playing Spider-Man 2 in, what, was that 2008?
Yeah, and again, back then, I didn't care what it looked
10 years later, like, sure, it's going to look better, but, like, it's still a long time away before we're playing a game where these could be photos of an actor in a spider suit.
Yeah.
Flying around real New York City.
It's going to be a very long time before we get to that point, I think.
And by that point, it'll probably be VR.
And granted, I get it. I get it. There's also a side of this that you have to remember that sometimes you feel when you we had this situation with Watch Dogs when it first came out. The E3 demo made it look fantastic. Everyone bought the game. It didn't look that great. Now, that I understand that it sucks when you don't get what you were promised, and this is totally understandable why you'd be mad. But I think that this all could have been a little bit. This could have been like a photo, and it could have been left in the wind if Insomniac didn't put their two cents out there and tried to defend it, because this is something for Spider-Man for them that's not worth defending. Insomniac has people that follow their company. I respect their company, and I love everything they've done. So this is not going to bother me. I don't think this is really going to bother anybody else.
Well,
I think this game is still
going to... Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, didn't they?
They didn't make Crash Bandicoot.
Who did that?
They made Spyro. But, and they also made Psychonauts.
Psychonauts, I've heard great things about. I have it on Steam.
Psychonauts is
but fantastic. Spyro, I'm hyped for that.
That's what I mean. Like, everyone needs to just relax. Remember this game. We are literally... We're 5 days away from this game coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Just... chillax. Enjoy. Just get ready to enjoy a Spider-Man experience, because we haven't had a good Spider-Man experience since Spider-Man 2.
Mm.
We haven't. And this looks like this is going to be good. I have a lot of faith behind it.
It's an enormous waste of everybody's time to complain about something as simple as that.
Yeah,
graphics change.
Especially when Watch Dogs is...
You can put some blame on Insomniac for not being honest about it, but it's like...
Yeah.
Who cares?
This is not as bad as Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
I can at least say that. So, we've spent some time too much time on this one. We'll move on to the next one.
Time on there.
So, hopefully, we'll catch you in Spider-Man. I know we're going to do some things with it.
Yeah, we are.
Next. This one's... this makes me actually so excited.
I don't know if I've heard this one yet.
You ever heard of this theme park called Disneyland, Matt?
No, is that like Cedar Point?
Kinda. Just a little bit bigger.
What about a tiny bit bigger. Universal Studios?
It's kinda like that. Okay. In fact, actually it's like the opposite of Universal Studios.
How so? Did they have Harry Potter stuff there?
No, it's better. They have everything Disney there.
They're the ones who have like Mickey Mouse, right?
Yes. Disney's the ones that have Mickey Mouse. I've heard of them. Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, they only control like 60% of the media.
Yeah. Oh no, it's less than that. It's only 35. It's 35.
Yeah.
Okay. 35.6. That's what the
math comes out to.
Anyway,
I'm really questioning if you made that up or not.
I did not. Well, I did make that up. Yeah, okay. That was right off the top.
I wanted
to keep that joke going.
I almost just took that answer.
That's good. Anyway.
So
Disneyland. I've never been there. I had an ex-girlfriend that really loved it. I don't care enough about Disney. But if you didn't know, in Disneyland's theme park, they are building a section of it based all around Star Wars.
How long have they been talking about that? Before Force Awakens, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much after they bought, probably about a year after they bought the Star Wars license.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been working on it, constructing it ever since. Now... They're pretty close to done, from my understanding, and we get a special thing if you're an adult that goes to this.
I'm an adult, theme park. I don't go to Disneyland,
and I will never go to Disneyland because it's too expensive, and they have too many gangs there. I'll talk about that later. They are building a section of it for the cantina from the original Star Wars trilogy. You can drink there. Adults can actually drink liquor at the cantina. Basically, it's super cool. I'm really excited for it. The expansion of it is called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. That's what it'll be called on at the park. I don't think this is gonna stay. I don't think it'll stay. But no, I don't think that. I think that'll change real quick.
Why?
Because what's going to happen is some kid's actually accidentally going to drink alcohol there and maybe drink it from one of his parents. It's going to get out there. News is going to look at Disney, and Disney's be like, "We're too pure. We don't do this." And they'll be like, "We're going to make this stop. It's not our fault. It's the people's fault."
And now they're going to try to ban alcohol across the country.
Yeah, pretty much.
Revolution.
Yeah. And what I was saying about the Disney gang, if people don't know this, there's actually people that around...
There's a biker gang, right?
There are several of them. In Disney parks that actually are a real life biker gang, but they all walk around and apparently they have what you would call a gang war. There's a lot of talks of them talking crap on each other. It's funny. It's all good fun, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so hopefully someday, if we ever feel like it, which we probably never will, but if we do, we'll maybe see you at Star Wars. We'll have a pint or whatever.
There you go.
Have whatever they have in
whatever the Star Wars unit of measurement is.
Yeah. So
a 1 billionth of a parsec.
Yeah. What do you think about this?
It seems cool.
You think you?
It'll make Disneyland probably a little more tolerable for adults.
Oh yeah, definitely. So yeah, that's cool news.
Yeah.
And of course, it wouldn't be Red Steak Sauce Podcast if I didn't have to talk about a shitty game like Fortnite. Anyway, so Fortnite has some new news.
Oh, boy. Talk about it.
That's about it. So, randomly, apparently, a giant cube appeared in the middle of Fortnite during this next season that's coming up.
Okay.
If you shoot it, it zaps you with lightning. If you stand next to it, you slowly regain shields. But there's something mysterious about this cube.
No.
It's moving. slowly, slowly moving, and basically everyone is trying to figure out where it's going. I guess there are theories. I don't care enough to tell you what those theories are. Yeah. It leaves little symbols where it was, where it is. Yeah, I don't care. Nobody cares. But again, this is kind of the thing but about you know our what? Podcast. Getting
story faster than Overwatch is.
Yeah, that's true. Did you see the new Overwatch clip?
The D.Va one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's good. It just doesn't say anything. There's no new lore in it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, it's kind of, like, I'm a D.Va main. I love playing D.Va.
It's not what you were looking for?
No.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's your crappy Fortnite news from Red Steak Sauce.
Do with it what you will.
Hopefully, if there's anyone out there that plays this hot garbage that doesn't deserve your time, let me know what happens when it
I'm sure we'll hear about it.
When it appears. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to hear about it on YouTube. I guarantee it. All the damn news articles I listen to. Oh, I forgot one. But
okay.
This was actually... man, I was going to try to leave the Fortnite one for last, but whatever.
Oh, well.
Cyberpunk 2077 so finally strong. Had a gameplay trailer release.
Yeah?
It is a 45-minute trailer.
That's why I didn't watch it.
Of them showing...
Yeah, I'm sure I would have watched that, and then I've never seen the length.
Yeah, they're showing the gameplay off. Looks fantastic.
Yeah?
It's CD Projekt Red, so you have...
Oh, yeah.
You can trust they're going to make a fantastic experience.
They'll actually make a game where it asks you if you've played the game before.
Yeah, it takes you like...
Unlike some other developers out there.
it takes you like 15 minutes before you see boobs in it. So that's better than better than The Witcher 3. It took forever to get somebody naked. Oh, that was dirty even saying that. Well, anyway,
they know their
audience. What was interesting is this is the same This was the same demo trailer that a lot of the people that went to E3 when they showed off the first trailer for Cyberpunk. This is actually that gameplay experience that a lot of the YouTubers got to try. A lot of people got to try at E3. So. It's cool to see because they were like, we can't talk about it for some reason. We can't talk about it. And then they released it. And now they're like, yeah, this is pretty much exactly what we saw except for a few little changes. So that's cool. I totally can't wait for this. I can't wait to buy the collectible statue or whatever the hell comes with this.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be super great. That's about it for the news, man. We made it through the news. That was pretty good. Pretty good newsworthy stuff today. There
is a game that we should... we'll talk about next time, especially if we figure out if they're going to have a demo at some point.
What's that?
Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice.
Oh, I actually have something.
Tell me something about it.
It
looks really good.
They just released a collector's edition that comes with a statue. Mm-hmm. I pre-ordered it because I...
Nice. When's it come out?
I don't know. Yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll be going to a GameStop later today.
So. Yeah, we can find out and we'll talk about it more another time. But
yeah, but it looks really fascinating. Mike is the one who told me about it actually.
Can't wait. It's another Dark Souls game. Yeah, it's another Dark Souls game. Yeah. I can't wait.
But it's set in Japan, right?
Well, yeah, I mentioned it on our E3 talk a couple episodes ago. Yeah,
I might have glazed over just because I didn't recognize the name. Or I might have, like, my eyes glazed over.
Come on. You glaze over every game. It's not Destiny. What are you talking about? Anyway, it was one of the, it was showed off.
What's it coming to? It's not going to be PC,
everything.
Is it?
Everything.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get it then. What did you get it for?
I got it for PS4.
Okay.
But that's because...
Is it going to be multiplayer in the same way Bloodborne was, you think? Or?
I'm assuming so. Well, in fact, here's my promise. I'll do research... And I will bring all that information to you the next episode.
Okay, we'll talk about Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice.
Yeah, we'll do a little segment. Like a I'll do Bond a little movie. Segment talking about it for sure.
It sounds like a James Bond.
It type. Does sound like a James Bond movie. I forgot there was something I got to tell. I wanted to read off because this is something I wanted to add to the news. Because
Scarlett Johansson cast as the first Black James Bond.
No. So. So The Onion made an article about the casting of James Bond. So I wanted to read this to you.
Did I just read you the title of it?
No. Wait, what did you say?
Scarlett Johansson is the first Black James Bond.
Shit,
I saw the title too.
Did you? Dang it. Did you read this article?
I didn't read the article.
Okay. This is so good. So they made a fake interview with her saying what Jans had to say. I said, and this was her response to them asking what it's like to play the first Black Jays ball. She said, this is a unique opportunity for me to get into another ethnic character under my belt. I can't wait to dig in and get work. Get to work, she said. I tried Chinese last year, or was it Japanese? Either way, I knocked it out of the park. So being a Black guy should be a breeze. Look out, Mexicans, you're next.
That's amazing.
I read through this article and just was dying. It's so funny.
It reminds me, you know what it makes me think of immediately is Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
Well, what's funny is at first I didn't even like it didn't dawn on me what the title said when I clicked on it. I thought they said they casted her as a character in it.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh cool, wonder what she's gonna play. And as I'm reading, I was like, the Black Jays, wait a minute, what's going on? So I'm sorry, I wanted to add it in.
Yeah, we added like three new news things at the end.
That's the final news.
Let's talk about something we were doing yesterday, Ryan.
We have some very strong opinions, and this really split the Destiny subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it didn't really split them. There was just mostly...
As of time of recording, the playlist has been gone for 2 hours now.
Yep.
We got to play it. We played it for a good bit. Probably 3 or 4 hours.
I would say we played a little bit longer, yeah.
Just with us, I think. Well, no, I played with you for the most of the time.
Yeah, because...
So, yeah, we put in 3 or 4 hours. Because
we played... I only took an hour break, and we stopped playing at 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish.
Okay, so yeah, we got in.
And we started...
6 hours.
Yeah, we started at 1, so...
Yeah.
Gambit is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Is this new play. Destiny released a preview mode of it.
So what Gambit is it's a one of it. It's, I don't think any game's done anything like it before.
They were not wrong when they said that they've done something different.
So how it works is you spawn in, and you have to kill enemies. When you kill a certain number of enemies, 25, 50, and then 75, or I'm sorry, you kill enemies to collect motes. When you've collected a certain number of motes, a portal opens and you can go to the enemy side of the field and kill the enemy players.
Which then kills their moat.
Which gets rid of their motes. Your goal is to get 75 motes to summon a boss called a Primeval. And you have to kill your Primeval before your enemy does. And the entire time there will be invaders. You'll be invading them. And it is, so it's a legit PvE versus PvP.
And it is...
I guess PvEvP. Cool.
I can say, like, there were a couple times in the game I was shaking. Just like, we need to do this now. We need to do... I have never felt that...
I'll be honest. I think the only thing more intense than this in Destiny's history was fighting Skolos in the Prison of Elders.
Yeah.
Maybe year one trials. Destiny 1 year one trials. There's never been anything this intense.
I can say this about Gambit. I've never felt so MLG-ish. In a game, like I've never felt like I was playing anything like professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Gambit was, I felt like I could never do this alone. I need my team, and we need to constantly communicate.
Yep.
And all in all, the game does a good job. Now, why I said it split people in half, but it really didn't. It was mostly people that were going in and trying to play it that were trying to play it solo.
Yeah.
We're running into a lot of problems. I think we had two instances where the enemy team left on one person and it was just one dude versus four of us, and we obviously won that. So it's kind of hard to join in. Now, the Destiny community, or one of the community directors, I think is what it was for Destiny, said they have a fix coming for this.
Yes.
Eventually.
There will be backfilling and there will be quitter's penalties.
Yeah.
Temporary bans and stuff for quitting.
Which will be... That's I think that'll do...
Which is what this free trial kind of was for.
Yeah.
The trial... The way they phrased it said... I think it was supposed to be happening in this one and it didn't. Like...
Yeah, it didn't
work
out.
It not happening during the trial was an issue.
And yeah.
And it'll be fixed. But I know that Jason... Jason, Paul... I don't think Morph did, and Victor all did... they all tried solo queuing in it, and it was a disaster for
them. Yeah. As I say, me and you, I don't think we ever tried solo.
I only four stacked, and I had an absolute blast.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I've probably said it on this podcast hundreds of times. I don't like PvP stuff. I can't get into it. I'm really bad at it.
You are really bad at PvP.
This?
No offense.
not well all taken, but
that's okay.
It felt like it was a multiplayer to play with my friends that was designed for me, mm-hmm. because there were even times, honestly, like, it gave me a lot of practice at PvP because I was doing really good at at the PvP side. When I would do the invading, mm-hmm. I at least killed two or three people. You did it on your terms. That's what I mean. Like,
but like whenever everyone else wasn't set up to do anything, I was able to go in and use, because I had more PvP time than anyone else in our group, I was able to go in there and do some work and deny lots of moats.
That's what I mean.
Like, I had one game where I had, I don't know if you were you in the one where I had 25 Guardian kills?
Yeah, that was one with me.
I felt like an animal. I loved it. It was and that's what so I mean. Like, much fun.
Gambit really brings something for everybody, I think. For at least to me, it was challenging. I never got bored playing it. Mm-hmm. And after you do something over and over again, you eventually get, like, it was getting to the point we were sick of, I think we were all bitching about the cutscenes in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We were like, we don't care what you have to tell us, just put us in. We'll find out when we get there.
Although, I gotta talk about that too, the Drifter.
Yeah.
Creepy character. Some of the stuff he says, embrace the darkness. He calls us like a little Oryx.
Yeah.
When you invade, he says, this is how the Taken feel. He says, let's be the bad guys. Also pretty savage.
As he says, if you kill a bunch of Guardians, he'll say, if you wipe the whole team, he will yell to you, if you want to be a bad guy, that's how you do it.
Yeah, like, and he's also super savage. If you're losing, he'll tell you straight up that your team sucks.
Yep.
He'll say, just kidding, but it's very clear he isn't kidding.
He also has a funny little joke where he's like, I'd join in the fun, but I pawned my Galahorn. Yep. I thought that was kind of...
There's two other ones that are really great. One of them is super savage. He said, so if you get the Fallen as your enemy,
yeah.
He says, let's get in there and show them why the Traveler left them and chose us.
Yeah.
Which is a super sick burn. The other thing he says is, I forget the exact way he phrases it, but he says, yeah, I was at Twilight Gap, so was my grandma, who wasn't there. Like... Because the Twilight Gap is this huge battle that, like, defined the city. And it's this thing that's in, like, memory and stuff like that. And he basically blows off. He's like, yeah, everybody was there. Who cares?
Wow.
the dude is super weird. And if you look behind him, there's something floating back there that looks suspiciously like the Heart of the Black Garden.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, there's something about what he's standing in front of that really makes you feel...
Remember the weapon Thorn?
No, I don't think so.
From Destiny 1?
No, I don't.
Thorn was a really powerful weapon that had a long questline associated with it. Thorn is a weapon typically associated with a less than reputable guardian known as Dredrin Yor, who I'm thinking of someone else. But Dredrin Yor was very, very, very bad guy.
Oh, really?
And he created Thorn. And it's believed that the Drifter is, or at one point was, one of the Shadows of Yor, a follower of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Drifter is somewhere between light and dark, like, and...
What it feels
probably
like.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, it doesn't...
He's collecting power, and it's spoken about that he... The fact that he can summon these primevals is really, really scary.
Oh, yeah.
These things are not like normal Taken. Someone describes them as, like, literal, like, hungering for light. They want the light.
Well, that's the thing.
And you can just feel how evil they are.
The fact that he can summon them, and then he can summon them so much that it doesn't bother him that you're killing them off.
Yeah.
Really puts a lot of, like, what are you? Who are you? Like, what?
It's super, I can't wait to find out more about this character.
Yeah.
And others. The Spider is super fascinating.
I'm telling you, he's going to be a villain.
The Spider?
No. I'm telling
the Drifter?
Yeah, the Drifter's going to be a villain in one of the...
I can see it.
In an expansion. I guarantee... In fact, I guarantee that thing that's floating behind him is going to contribute something. Because they put a lot of...
Meanwhile, I hope the Spider is an ally of ours.
Yeah. I didn't see the Spider, actually.
He's in the launch trailer. He's the big fat Fallen dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He is fascinating. I'm looking forward to seeing what part he plays in all this.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to say, but we don't have much time till then. Like,
no.
Like I said, this is my favorite week of...
There's some...
And we went to Gen Con. This is my favorite week. I don't... Man.
Yeah, this... I am just counting down the minutes till Forsaken.
Well, did I tell you my plan? I'm trying to sleep as much as possible to get the day by.
Yeah, and like, I'm doing the same thing.
I have been putting
Today I'm going to give my brother that copy of Destiny 2 so he can start working on it. And I could play with him all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then get more people up
and
running.
Are you going to get him leveled up tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm gonna help, I'll help him.
Cool.
And that way he can get in the clan. And
tomorrow's Monday, right?
It's Labor Day, though, so.
Yeah.
We have a day
off. I'll try to jump in and help you level.
We're off, so.
Yeah. I know I have a cookout, but again, this is no big deal. But yeah, so
yeah.
So it's kind of premature to do reviews because Gambit is just part of a DLC.
It's a very, very small part of the
exactly.
DLC.
Just on Gambit itself, on a rating scale of 1 to 5, what would you give it?
I'd give it a 5.
You would?
It's completely unique. Not that this has ever been done before.
And
it is just so much fun.
That's what I was saying. Like, for me, it's probably a 5, just because I've always been hungering for something new in a game, and this was what I needed. Like,
yeah.
I've been starting to get to that point where I feel bored with online games. So, like, there's just nothing to really keep me. Then I've got Gambit. I was like, oh, my hope in gaming is coming back. I was surprised.
Geez, that's the magic of Destiny. It's like, it's got something for you.
Yeah.
If you want to go in and chill out, like, if I want to just hang out and watch a movie, I can just go farm planetary materials.
Mm-hmm.
Just mindlessly run around with a ghost shell that tells me where they are and grab them.
Yeah.
But if I want to be super sweaty, I can play a raid or Gambit or Trials. Like, it's got something, and then everything in between.
That's what I mean. Like, it felt like this is just, for me, it was just, this is fantastic to see that we are, that there is still evolving.
And there's rumors
parts
of things
of
like
gaming's
horde modes. I think one of the trailers mentioned something that, like, could be construed as some sort of horde mode in the Dreaming City.
Yeah.
I'm
just excited to see the Dreaming City.
One thing I liked, in the 130 rapid fire questions about Destiny 2 Forsaken, he asked something about how long the campaign is, and they struggle for a minute and they say they aren't able to answer it because, like, at a certain point the campaign splits off into a ton of branches before it converges back down into single missions. So I think what's going to happen is we're going to have the missions where we go to the reef to help Cade, we're helping him out. He gets separated from us, and then he gets killed by Aldrin.
Then we go
on a hunt.
We
find him, we bring him back, and then we're on the hunt. Now we have to find those 8 barons. So I bet each baron has like a storyline they have to go through to get to that baron. You have to kill the baron, do all 8 of those, and then you converge back to one story point to get to Aldrin. Which means that this campaign is not going to be a simple, like, 4 or 5 hour Destiny campaign. I think this is going to be a multi, like, tens of hours.
This might be like a Destiny 3 worth of story.
I really believe so. Some other fun things from it. There's going to be 420 weapons added. There's 980 armor pieces being added.
How the hell do you come up with 400 new guns for a game that already has thousands of guns?
I have no idea.
Oh,
15 exotic weapons. A bunch of exotic armor. I don't think there's an actual number.
Can't wait.
Of exotic armor.
I can't believe. I always say, like, I'm not that big into Destiny, but then they always do something. Bungie always just like sneaks up behind me, and then they're like, look at this. And I'm like, what is that?
I mean, we've all been saying Forsaken is make or break for Destiny.
Yeah.
And so let's be honest about something. Destiny 2, right at this minute, is in a better place than Destiny 1 was 2 days before Taken King. Destiny 2 is just a better game.
I don't know. I feel like it's been in a better place than Destiny 1 completely ever was.
I think so. I think it's a lot of rose-tinted glasses, but especially the last update added a lot of cool stuff. So which means that Forsaken is even just as good as Taken King, which I think it's going to be a lot better. If it's just as good as Taken King was, this will be the definitive Destiny. Like, this will be what Destiny was always supposed to be.
Yeah. That's my thing. It's like, I feel like Destiny never, ever got to what Destiny 2 is now and what Destiny 2 will be, in my opinion.
Well, you can argue something like that. Destiny 2's player base dropped significantly between Curse of Osiris and, like, 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But a similar thing happened when, between Taken King and Rise of Iron, there was nothing. The content drought was horrible.
Yeah.
They released an April update that added a couple new weapons. It added a couple events or something. But there was such a drought of content that it was, like, people don't look back. Like, we look back at the month or two of Taken King, which I actually have a poster of right over there, and how fun that was. We don't notice the other 8 months after that sucked, leading up to Rise of Iron. But taking Spring was like a little bit of a saving grace. But
yeah,
Destiny 2 is, I think, and with these annual passes, with three guaranteed updates throughout the year, that's huge.
God, I should like always make a segment to talk about Destiny. You get so excited to the point that it just blows my mind to see how excited you get to talk about Destiny. Like, dude, this podcast is going to turn into like just a Destiny only podcast.
It is a
danger. Just because I want to see you just enjoy yourself.
We need to make a spinoff already.
Already? All right, here's the deal. We get... Here's my promise. I promise this now. I don't want to do this.
Okay.
And this is what I feel like will make people want to subscribe to us more. But if we do... If I will allow us to make a spinoff podcast for just Destiny, I'll even let you name it.
I already have a name.
Go ahead, tell me what it is.
Red Ghost Sauce.
Fuck, that's good. anyway, if we can get, and I know this is never going to happen, so I know I'm going to win this one.
Yeah.
If we can get people to share us around and somehow make it to 1,000 followers, I'll do it. I will even. Jesus. I will be on it. I'll be on it. I will sit there and I will listen to you tell me everything about Destiny. In fact, I'll even let you write the scripts. Okay. Well, honestly, that's what's going to happen anyway because I don't want to do that.
Cool.
Anyway,
sounds like a plan.
So, is that it? Do we have to talk about Gambit? I think we
covered it pretty well.
Yeah. If you are on the fence about the new multiplayer mode, take it from us. I think you'll enjoy it if you're listening. Just, I know...
If you were on the fence about it, you really should have played it this weekend.
Yeah.
It was free for everybody.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I just think you should pre-order this expansion. This looks like Bungie's doing their thing.
It's... The hype machine is... I remember back when Warmind came out, I insisted that I would not get on the hype train and I would wait till Forsaken came out to buy it. Oh, no. I have been fully on the hype train for a while now. I think you've noticed, Ryan in particular.
I've
been
honest. I like how you ask me, or you say, like, Ryan, I think you know. Like, what do you mean, do I think I know? I know. I would be like, dude, Spider-Man's coming out soon. And then you'd be like, so? Destiny's coming out.
That's remarkably right.
I'll be like, hey, it's really interesting.
I know you want to change the subject.
I was like, I know you're really interested.
There was an event in YouTube culture here recently, a week or two ago.
Yeah, they're calling it. It's funny, they're calling it the biggest YouTube event ever. I don't agree, but whatever.
Yeah, I disagree too.
The Logan Paul versus KSI fight happened recently, and as I just now found out, everyone that I work with apparently were making fun of me for the fact that I paid for this.
You paid for it, which means you support finding corpses in the suicide forest.
I hate you. I hate all of you.
Listen, you can't deny it, dude.
I do deny it. Anyway, all in all, I have a review for this fight because it was actually a pretty... Like, the main event, the KSI and Logan Paul fight, was a joke. It was a joke fight, and it was clear how that was going to go halfway through the fight. But what they somehow topped themselves in being money-grubbing douches. So I want to talk about the first. I'll talk about these are all the fights that happened. I have them all here in order. I have who wins. I want to talk briefly on all of them. So the first fight started out with, I believe it was called. Oh, these aren't in order. There's.
Oof.
Oh, well, I'll just go in the order since these are labeled. So during one, there was a Ham and Drizzy Jeremy. He's called me Ham. And Drizzy Jeremy. Yeah. That was a really boring fight. It started out real boring. There weren't really, like, really good hits being thrown. Some of them were good. There wasn't enough to really keep you really into it.
Yeah.
So, the ending fight ended up being there was no knockouts. There was just a victory for Call Me Ham. If you... wondering what all these names are. These are all YouTubers. This is a whole YouTube fighting thing. None of these people are actual fighters. Real life fighters, real professional boxers, actually put their two cents in this whole event.
Oh, did they really?
Before it was going on. Yeah, I'll get to what that is. Oh, yeah. Well, these two are in order at least. the next one that did come up was two guys called Momo and Rossi.
Wasn't he the thing from Avatar?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He jumped in the ring. Wow. Rossi HD is also another, was his opponent. This was the fight that was, that I was like, I might have made some mistakes paying for this. Momo had trained for 7 days before the fight.
Jeez.
Rossi trained for 8 months before the fight.
This sounds remarkably like McGregor versus Mayweather.
Yeah. Momo won the fight.
Wow.
Only trained. And he danced around the ring, making it look like a mockery by just trying to, like, show off to his opponent. He was dancing, doing all this stuff. It was a worthless fight, and I got mad. I got mad after watching that. But then there was, then it got really good. It got really good. We had another fight between JMX and Coach Richard. So Coach Richard is a YouTuber, but he actually is a fighter. Unfortunately, Coach Richard, there was a huge, huge height difference. I believe JMX, if I remember correctly, was almost a foot taller than Coach Richard.
Christ.
The reach was on. Basically, he was no match for JMX. But there was some really cool, really good fighting, really good, really good motion. These two clearly they understood what the sport was. Obviously, they were still a little bit of amateurs, but they were still.
Yeah.
The thing is with Coach Richards, I believe he's just a martial arts fighter. There was a lot of situations where, you know, you would get Coach Richard would be on the ground, there'd be, he'd get knocked down, but he'd get back up, start fighting. After the ending, both players, they hugged each other and they honored each other. They were like, both of them fought well. It was a really good, interesting fight to really, this is where I felt like the actual fights were starting.
Yeah.
Then we got a guy called Sensei. His name is Faze Sensei. But Faze. They were calling. Yeah, but
Faze are really popular.
But I guess they were calling him Sensei the whole time, and then
Faze is just a clan tag.
Oh, that's just his clan tag.
Yeah, Faze. Well, you'll see a lot of famous internet personalities have Faze blank.
Okay.
It's because they're part of Faze.
Okay, see, I didn't understand that. Then there was this Overt Flow. Sensei is an actual. He's been training in mixed martial arts his whole life, apparently, from what the one announcer was telling me.
Looks like it says here he's in karate, while Overflow is Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which is what I've experienced in.
Yeah, so this was a great fight. This was awesome. There was a couple knockdowns.
Yeah.
They both fighters, when they walked out, like, they looked bad. They looked really bad. It ended up going to Faze Sensei. He ended up winning. Again, another honorable fight. Both tried their hardest and just worked as hard as they could.
Yeah.
And they did. They both did a fantastic job. They both honored each other at the end with a hug, and they were just really honorable.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it was it Faye? It might have been Faye Sensei. He challenged someone. No, it wasn't him. He didn't challenge it. The guy that fought KSI originally, that started this whole thing, he was actually an announcer, and he got challenged, but I'll get to that in a minute. After that was Rucka Rucka and Scarce. This was a fight that another YouTuber I watched called PewDiePie, he actually was just as surprised as I was, because I didn't know he was on the list until he walked out on the ring. I was like, wait, what is this? I follow Rucka Rucka. I like his videos. He's really good. Rucka Rucka won. He obliterated Scarce.
Yeah.
He put so many punches in, but you got to see the punches, and you were helping me understand that his punches were weak, but he was getting the points. He racked up the points. It was another situation. They loved each other, but Rucka Rucka and Scarce are both very comedic clowns, and pretty much at the weigh-in, Rucka Rucka was a clown there as well. Mm. He was a clown when he was on the... They were just... It was a kind of like two jesters fighting. It was really entertaining.
Yeah.
They did a good job. So Rucka Rucka won that. I think, this was the one that Joe Weller was the person that fought KSI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this, I'm really blanking on how they said this name because they didn't say it the way it was spelled, but his name is Aeson Gibb.
Okay.
I think is how you say it. And then there was Jay Swingler. Gibb ended up winning this one. This was not, there wasn't anything like really noticeable about this fight.
Yeah.
It was pretty brutal with the blood that was flying around and stuff like that. I can't agree with that. If I think it says it here. Yeah. Jay had a really bloody face.
Mm-hmm.
They had nonstop. They did go for four rounds. And then after that, when Gibbs won, he walked down and he challenged Joe Weller to his face to a fight. So that's cool.
Yeah.
We're going to see that at the next fight because there will be another one. I will get there. Then there was a long pause. We were waiting for stuff to happen. And then it came. The Jake Paul versus Deji. And this is how you know. This is the fight. We're getting in there. We're getting up there. This was a really good fight, in my opinion. I thought they did a good job. Deji ended up surrendering because he couldn't win. He already figured it out.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, when Jake walks out there, everyone's like, this guy's going to lose. He's a clown. There's no way he's going to win this. He can't do this. Jake put up a fantastic fight. He did a good job. I can at least say this, that he blew my expectations for him away, and I'm actually kind of glad he won this. And I was super happy he won until they did an interview with him where he was talking about his new merch, as the Pauls do.
Yep.
So after that, it was over. Then we got to the fight. Now, this fight led people at the end of it to start smashing the YouTube. I bought the fight on YouTube, and on the side in the chat, it just started spamming refund, refund, refund. People were upset, and you were like, what? When I told you the score of this. KSI versus Logan Paul. Both fighters, they did good. They both did get bloody. It wasn't at that good. As they had some of the Logan Paul things that he said at the end of it. He says, like, your eye looks a little closed. Then there was kind of a little thing where Logan Paul got after the fight. He was at the way emotional. it kind of felt like you could forgive him at first, but the way he did it was still wrong. He thanked KSI for the fight. He did thank him because he said, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to do this, and I wouldn't have been able to find myself to be a better person.
Yeah.
Basically, it still feels like you haven't earned it yet. Mm-hmm. You hang on, Logan. Oh, no. Fight was eh. But there was a key thing that he said to Logan, to everyone. The storyline continues. Mm-hmm. What he means by that, it ended in a tie. The draw was left on. There's three in the boxing. There was three people that were the that were basically the judges of the fight. Mm-hmm. I want to find the actual scores here because I don't have them off the top of my head. Basically, what happened was there was two people agreed on the same score.
Mm-hmm.
They had to give it a draw because there was a majority vote that it had to be a draw. So I can't find the scores. Oh, here it is. The judges scored 57-57 in the first round, 57-57 in the second, or no, it's the opposite. 57-58 in the first round to KSI, but then the rest were 57-57, which majority vote was a draw. It was clear at that point, you knew what this was. All the hype build up was to make money because all of the fighters did make millions, and they're using another fight to make millions again. So I won't be watching the second one.
Actually, I will tell you, and I wish we had a lot more listeners so I could get this out there for everyone. Don't buy this fight. It will be restreamed on Twitch for free.
So I have another side. So it turns out apparently there was a lot of threats saying that this was going to be very hard to stream. It ended up being really easy.
Yeah.
There were hundreds of streams on Twitch. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
People do it for NHL and NFL. I mean,
the thing is, though, and this is me kind of defending myself in the fact that I did pay for it, but at the same time, I don't mind paying for fights because I at least I got my money's worth.
You were giving that money to Logan
Paul. It sucks that I did, but I at least had
it. You voted with your wallet.
I had entertaining fights. I had an entertaining fight.
Did you?
I had,
like, it was a draw.
It was very entertaining. All the other fights are entertaining. It was the Logan Paul and stuff that, like, I felt like I got my money's worth. It's just I kind of expected there to be some funny business with this, and sure enough, there was funny business. So.
And just stupid people get famous. That's the law of the world.
Maybe someday we'll get famous and we can get in the boxing
ring.
We'll
continue the trend of stupid people getting famous.
Yeah, maybe we'll
Speaking of stupid people getting famous, check out Mike Iverson, who designed our logo, on Instagram at Schmiverson, at S-C-H-M-I-V-E-R-S-O-N. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close, since we're about at the hour mark?
Oh, my. No, I'm good. That was...
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're back. Sorry, everyone, but
next week
we're
probably not going to talk about much other than Forsaken. I'll be honest.
I will probably talk a lot about Spider-Man.
That's fine. So next week, probably no news. We'll probably just straight up talk about Spider-Man and Forsaken.
Now, I want to be clear with a little update. We probably won't have deep reviews about Spider-Man or Forsaken due to the fact that we are planning to do separate videos on YouTube for those, so you can see gameplay with our reviews and our opinions.
The other thing is, we'll talk about this between episodes, and we'll let you know at the beginning of the next one, but we're trying to figure out whether or not this is going to be a spoiler cast. I'm leaning toward yes, and then just having a timestamp at the top of the show notes saying what time to skip to for whatever we talk about first and whatever we talk about second. So if you played Forsaken, but you haven't played Spider-Man yet, you can listen to the Forsaken bit and then just stop for the Spider-Man. And then vice versa. If you played Spider-Man but not Forsaken or don't care about it, you can just skip to the Spider-Man.
Yep. And it's
I think that's what we'll do, and it will be spoiler.
Yeah, a little update on some videos that might be coming out. There might be some unboxings.
Well, we need to post Ribbon Recall.
Of Spider-Man PS4s. If you go... What's today's Sunday? So if you... Well, I guess the day this airs. If you go the day this airs, you'll be able to go to... we'll put a link in the description for our YouTube link. You can go see the first two videos that we posted. Obviously, we're brand new at this, so don't expect an everyday release like you would see in those bigger YouTubers. Because, again, we're doing this because we want to have fun with it and we want to do our own thing and do whatever. We'll be like JonTron. We'll release after every 2 years. But, so go ahead and check it out here. Go check out our YouTube videos. See us play Robo Recall. And you'll be able to... And if you've never seen our faces before, you'll be able to put a...
Well, I mean, if they've gone to the website, www.redsteaksauce.net, our faces are on there.
Oh. Well, if you want
to... You seem to forget that a lot.
I do. I forget we have a website. Well, I mean, I looked a lot more attractive back then. Now I have longer hair and I'm fatter, so...
I have no hair from that picture.
Yeah, so...
And I'm still fat.
Yeah, so... So, if you want to see what we look like now...
Yeah.
Then go check those videos out.
Otherwise...
That's it.
Stay classy.
San Diego...
Do you know what that translates to?
No. What?
San Diego. You know what that translates to?
Whale penis.
No, Saint Diego. Saint Diego is what it translates
Saint
to.
Saint Diego. Yes. All right.
Oh, and with that...
Wow, I'm so stupid.
And with that tidbit, that's guys.
The anchor.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye. Bye.